Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am R. Raghu with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi participates in G7 summit in Evian, France. Holds bilateral meeting with heads of Canada and UK. Scheduled to meet US President tomorrow. Iran says deal to end war with US would also require Israel to withdraw from Lebanon. India rejects proposal to expand only non-permanent UN Security Council seats, calls reform bordering on failure. New Delhi and Tokyo adopt rule of implementation for joint crediting mechanism under Paris Agreement to boost cooperation on greenhouse gas emission reduction. And India announced squad for Senior Asian Fencing Championship 2026. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today participated in the outreach session on forging new partnerships and rebuilding international solidarity at the ongoing G7 summit in Avignon, France. External Affairs Ministry informed that during the meeting, the Prime Minister underscored the importance of trust in building international partnerships, especially in an increasingly interconnected world. He further said that India's vision of international partnership is rooted in the timeless philosophy of Vasudeva Kutumbakam, the world is one family. The meeting began shortly after French President Emmanuel Macron formally welcomed PM Modi and other participating leaders. More from our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's G7 visit.
India's presence at this summit goes far beyond optics. It has become fundamentally strategic. As G7 economies navigate shifting geopolitical dynamics and supply chain vulnerabilities, they no longer view India merely as a vast consumer market. Instead, New Delhi has formally emerged as a deeply trusted foundational partner for global manufacturing, critical minerals and technological innovation. From India's standpoint, this G7 summit is a crucial opportunity to advance both its national interests and the core priorities of the Global South. A key outcome New Delhi is pushing for its deeper cooperation in trade, innovation and resilient supply chains, particularly at a time when the world is actively seeking reliable economic partners. Another vital focus area is collaboration on emerging technologies, including artificial intelligence, where India is increasingly setting the pace in global discussions. For World News, this is Ankit Kumar reporting from Evian, France.
On the sidelines of the summit, the Prime Minister also held bilateral meetings with Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney and United Kingdom Prime Minister Keir Starmer. Later this evening, he will attend a gala dinner to be hosted by President Macron. A key engagement during the summit will be PM Modi's meeting tomorrow with US President Donald Trump. The two leaders are expected to discuss further ways to strengthen bilateral cooperation across a range of sectors besides exchanging views on important regional and global developments of mutual interest. Earlier in the day, PM Modi reached Evian on a two-day visit to attend the summit, which commenced yesterday. Prime Minister Modi will reach Paris tomorrow evening as part of his visit to France. The G7 nations have announced a series of initiatives to strengthen global health and development cooperation with several partner countries, including India, extending their support. The G7 leaders called for a coordinated international response to the re-emerging Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of the Congo and Uganda. The leaders also pledged support for the development of vaccines, diagnostics, and treatments for the rare Ebola strain. The G7 further reaffirmed its commitment to accelerating the global fight against cancer. The grouping also reiterated its commitment to international cooperation in development and investment finance to support vulnerable countries and promote sustainable and resilient growth. Iran today said that the deal to end the war with the United States would also require Israel to withdraw from Lebanon. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi said Israel's continued occupation of southern Lebanon would violate the memorandum of understanding reached between the United States and Iran. The United States has not clarified whether Lebanon is part of the final agreement. On the other hand, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu yesterday described the agreement as US President Donald Trump's decision, noting that Israel had its own priorities and would remain in a buffer zone in Lebanon as long as necessary. Meanwhile, Switzerland's foreign ministry today said a signing ceremony for a deal between the United States and Iran will take place on Friday at Bergenstock Resort near the city of Lausanne. U.S. President Donald Trump today warned Iran that all hell will rain down if the Islamic Republic seeks to acquire a nuclear weapon. He said this during a high-stakes bilateral meeting with Emir of Qatar Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani on the sidelines of G7 summit in Avignon-les-Bains, France. Mr. Trump also vented at Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu over Tel Aviv's continued strikes on Lebanon, stating that the Israeli PM should be more responsible.
Now, I'm not happy with the way Israel has handled themselves with Lebanon and with Hezbollah. They should have been able to do this job faster. It just goes on forever. And when that happens, it throws a negative light on the big deal, and that's the deal with Iran. I've had a great relationship with Bibi, but now Bibi has to be more responsible with respect to Lebanon.
This is Akashwani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. India has cautioned that efforts to reform the United Nations Security Council could fail if the expansion is limited to only non-permanent category of membership. India's permanent representative to the UN Ambassador Harish Parvathaneni made these remarks while addressing the Intergovernmental Negotiations meeting on Security Council reforms. Mr. Parvathaneni said UNSC reform would be grossly inadequate, bordering on failure, if expansion is limited only to the non-permanent category, as it would fundamentally not change the decision-making power structure of the permanent five members.
Reflecting expansion of the category of two-year term non-permanent category as a convergence portrays only a part of the picture. Groups and member states add qualifiers and attach other interlinked parameters as they endorse expansion in the non-permanent category. UNSC reform would be grossly inadequate, bordering on failure, if expansion is limited only to the non-permanent category, as it would fundamentally not change the decision-making power structure of the P5. Groups and member states have waited this long for real and meaningful reforms.
India and Japan have adopted the rules of implementation for the Joint Crediting Mechanism, JCM, under Article 6.2 of the Paris Agreement for enhancing cooperation on climate action, greenhouse gas emission reduction and sustainable development initiatives. According to the Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change, the rules of implementation were adopted on 8 June this year, following the memorandum of cooperation signed between the two countries last year for the Joint Crediting Mechanism. India has provided military stores worth $5.5 million to the Sri Lanka Army on a gratis basis, reaffirming the close defence partnership between the two countries. The assistance approved by the Ministry of Defence, Government of India, was supplied from the Indian Army's operational stocks to meet an urgent requirement of the Sri Lankan Army. The European Parliament today gave its final approval to the two pieces of legislation aimed at implementing the European Union's trade deal with the US under the August 2025 joint statement. One person was killed and four others injured today after a 6.3 magnitude earthquake jolted Haishi Mongolian and Tibetan Autonomous Prefecture in northwest China this evening. The Fencing Association of India, FAI, has officially announced the Indian squad for the 26th Senior Asian Fencing Championship 2026, which will be held in Delhi from June 19 through 24. Marking a historic milestone, India will host the prestigious continental event for the first time. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi participates in G7 summit in Avignon, France, holds bilateral meeting with heads of Canada and UK, scheduled to meet U.S. President tomorrow. Iran says deal to end war with U.S. would also require Israel to withdraw from Lebanon. India rejects proposal to expand only non-permanent U.N. Security Council seats, calls reform bordering on failure. New Delhi and Tokyo adopt rule of implementation for joint crediting mechanism under Paris Agreement to boost cooperation on greenhouse gas emission reduction. And India announced squad for Senior Asian Fencing Championship 2026. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.